Dr. Satish Gupta, sir, who will be our main speaker, and BK Dr. Ratan Rathore, sir, who will be our chairperson. Dr. Satish Gupta, sir, is a senior cardiologist and a director of Global Hospital, Brahma Kumaris, Abu Road. He has received many national and international awards throughout the years. He is a chief of CAD program, which is benefiting more than 8,000 patients over the years. He is also a president of Healthy Heart Education and Research Foundation India. I welcome you, sir. Our chairperson will be Dr. Ratan Rathore, sir. Sir, please introduce yourself. He is a first DM cardiology from Navi Mumbai. He is also a professor in HOD in the Department of Cardiology, MGM Hospital, Navi Mumbai. I welcome both the angels in this divine platform to share your views regarding 3D healthy and happy lifestyle for healthy heart. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Respected chairperson and the dignitaries in the audience. So I'll be sharing with you this research project which we have been carrying out for the last 21 years in collaboration with DRDO and Ministry of Health. This is three-dimensional health and happiness lifestyle for healthy heart. Actually, it is not only for healthy heart, but it's also for happy mind and healthy body. So, this is our hospital, Mount Abu, you must have seen, you must have visited, Global Hospital. Another hospital which we have is a Global Hospital Trauma Center, which is in the Abu Road, near Shantivan. And why we talk about three-dimensional health and happiness when there is a modern healthcare available, and state-of-art modern healthcare facilities are available, and we all excel in that. Why we are talking about this? Because modern healthcare is only one dimensional. It addresses only the body. Whatever medical schools we have in India and abroad, they only teach about the body. Whatever medical sort of researches are taking place, medicines are coming, surgeries are happening, gene therapy, stem cell therapy, or whatever we are doing, robotics, this is only on the body. Actually, we are all aware that most of the diseases are psychosomatic. Mind has a great role to play. But there is no official teaching on mind and spirituality to the medical students. We all are aware, I think I need not go into this definition of health, WHO and health for all by 2000 AD. We have not achieved this target, and we cannot achieve this target by the present approach. And if you take the present status of physical health, you take the hypertension 30%, heart disease 14%, diabetes 10%, obesity 40%, respiratory problems 10%, acid peptic disease 35%, bone problems 20%. You take this. So from physical health point of view, 100 people have 200 problems. 200 body physical diseases. Are we better off? We are not better off. You take the mental health. Depression, insomnia, anxiety, anger, greed, lust, ego, attachment, laziness, fear, cynicism, hostility, type A behavior, which Dr. Avdesh was talking about, wiring. We all have this wiring in our minds, no? Our brains. All this wiring is permanent, almost permanent in our, you know, pathways in the brain. So we have developed this, and this is the main cause of coronary artery disease. This is the main cause of blood pressure. This is the main cause of diabetes. This is the main cause of GERD, asthma, and all these problems. Then social health, you are aware what is happening in the social health. And the spiritual health aspect, identity crisis, fights everywhere, conflicts everywhere, in the house, in the working place, everywhere the conflicts, communal riots, terrorism in the name of religions. And the solution for religion, this terrorism which is rampant in the world, it's a global problem, is spiritual education and not the commandos, not the SPG forces. What is happiness? Happiness is not laughter. Laughter is not happiness. What is happiness? Internationally accepted definition of happiness is, it is an inner state of being, and it comes from inner satisfaction and contentment. So it is an internal thing. And is anyone happy in this world? What do you think? Is anyone happy? Yes? Are you happy?
Yes.
Sure? Always? Definition. Please go to the definition. Are you satisfied? Contented? Yes? Very good. Because happiness comes from, what is the criteria? If you have purity of mind and intellect, then only you can be happy. If your mind is not pure, intellect is not pure, you cannot be happy, because impurity will make you unhappy. If you do not have peace inside, you cannot be happy. If you are not truthful, you cannot be happy. If you are not fearless, you cannot be happy. If you do not have power of tolerance, you cannot be happy. What is happening is, today's human being is like a balloon. You inflate the balloon, it becomes very big. Someone comes with a prick, needle, you prick it, it becomes very small. Same thing happening to a human being today. You are happy till everything is going fine. One day, one fine day, or same day, it happens so many times nowadays. Someone criticizes you, something wrong happens, it becomes very small, right? Happiness disappears. So it's a transient happiness, it's not a permanent happiness. It's like cold and hot, going on all the time. So easy nature, you have to have an easy nature to be happy. You have to have sweetness, you have to have large-heartedness. You have to have empathy, compassion, love, sacrifice, satisfaction, contentment to be happy. So these are the qualities you need to be happy. Otherwise you cannot be happy. So how to inculcate these things? Okay. So today more than 95% these are psychosomatic. You know, since 1986 lot of researches have gone into the field of psychoneuroimmunology and psychoneuroendocrinology. And we have shown that amply it has been shown in various researches in PNI, PNE that every disease, even accidents, have a role to play in having accidents. You know, they have the psychological role is there. So just coming to the coronary artery disease. Today in India, it was 2015 figures, we had 62 million coronary artery disease patients in the country, documented cases. But it is said that for every case, there are two hidden cases of coronary artery disease. So you have about 15 to 20 crore people having coronary artery disease in any form, out of which 60% are below the age of 50 years. That year 2.9 million people died of coronary artery disease, out of which 1.5 million were below the age of 50 years. So it is no more a disease of elderly people, it is a disease of young people, because it involves young people. I just present you some cases. This is a person from Haryana. He is hypertensive, diabetic, smoking, sedentary lifestyle. He has coronary artery disease in 2007, for which intervention is done, PCI is done. May 2010, symptoms again happened, and it is found that stent has blocked off, another block has come in. So two stents are put in. Feb 2014, again symptoms come back. So new blocks have come in, then he has to undergo bypass surgery in Feb 2014. Just serious case. And then 3 months later, symptoms again come back after bypass surgery. And then he goes to US and he gets all the grafts are blocked. And then he undergoes angioplasty to all the grafts. And again after 4 months symptoms come back. See this patient's angiogram. See this, all the grafts are blocked off. This graft block off. Here, all the grafts are choked off. So what we should do? Bypass done, angioplasty is done. What we should do now? Yes? Huh? Another bypass. Bypass the bypass. Okay. Yes. So this person has, you know, some sort of behavior problems inside, and what is happening, how it is going to heal through this. He came for this program. We call it three-dimensional healthcare program or three-dimensional health and happiness program. And now for last 5 years, he's absolutely fine. 4 years, he's absolutely fine. No symptoms. Another patient, again from Haryana. 2013, he has angioplasty done. 2014, again, another blocks come in. Angioplasty done. 2015, bypass done. Right? See, every year he's getting something. The bypass done. Again, after 2 months, symptoms come back. Another patient from Mumbai. He has got diffuse disease. This person is not hypertensive, diabetic, not a smoker. No hypertension, no diabetes. So there are people with conventional risk factors, there are people without conventional risk factors. People with smoking, people without smoking. Then this patient, has got diffuse disease in all the three vessels. You must be aware that 54% of Indians have got diffuse disease. People suffering from coronary artery disease, they have diffuse disease as compared to only 21% in the West. So Indians have got much more diffuse disease, which is not operable. So see this, this is a diffuse disease, it's not operable. You cannot do angioplasty or bypass surgery in this case. Another patient I tell you, this is a lady, 60-year-old, she's a corporate head, director of a corporate and 2009 she has angioplasty, 2011 again angioplasty, again restenosis, 2012 again bypass done, 2013 two angioplasties, 2014 another angioplasty, and 18 again angioplasty. How many? 7 angioplasties and 1 bypass surgery. And still she cannot walk 100 meters. She came for this program in June this year. That is the state of affairs. So how should we go about treating such people? See, bypass angioplasty does not treat the root cause. See this lady's, see this, from beginning it is blocked, here blocked, the graft blocked, everything is blocked. Another patient, this is from Chandigarh, 2006 angioplasty, 2014 angioplasty, three stents put, 2, 3 and 2 more, 7 stents, still patient cannot walk 100 meters. What we should do? People have money, but money also cannot help them. I'll call Mr. Pradeep. Pradeep is a bank manager in Mumbai. He heads can we have a mic for him? He will share his experience, because how he has gone about. Aap idhar aa jaye, udhar chale jaye, udhar chale jaye, ya idhar aa jaye, mere paas hi aa jaye, idhar aa jaye, yahan aa jaye, ha yahan aa jaye. In 3-4-5 minutes he will share his experience.
Om Shanti. Good afternoon. Let me introduce myself. You must be wondering what a banker is doing in a medical conference for doctors. I came here, I had a heart attack in 2005. I was a branch manager of a branch in a 5-star hospital in Mumbai. Bombay Hospital. I have a branch over there, I was a branch manager. And I had a heart attack, and I had no reason to have a heart attack, honestly speaking. Because I have got absolutely no vices. I don't even drink tea, coffee, or even mouth freshener for that matter. I have no family history. I am non-diabetic. I don't have any hypertension. I have no family history at all. And on my 50th birthday, I had a heart attack. And when I was taken to the 14th floor ICU, I was told that you have 100% block in your LAD. I didn't know what LAD is all about. But I was wondering what was the reason I had a heart attack. And when I joined after 45 days back to my branch is only for doctors, paramedical staff, directors, ward boys, nurses. That hospital branch is only for hospital staff. So every doctor who used to come and visit me to do banking, I used to ask him, what was the reason for my heart attack? And they would say that you are tensed up, possibly you have problems. I said, I was not convinced with. My wife was with Brahma Kumaris, and I was definitely not with Brahma Kumaris that time. And I came over here, and I asked him one simple question. I have not come here to take your treatment, because I have been already operated upon. I think I am okay now. That's the layman understands. I never thought, being in the Bombay Hospital for the last 6 years, I never understood that it is a recurring disease. So I was under the impression that now everything is fine. So I told him, I am only interested in knowing what is the reason for my heart attack. If you could give me that reason, I would stay here, otherwise I would go back to Mumbai. And then he explained to me about everything. I joined the coronary artery disease program, which is a in-house program for 6 days. And there, a banker, what more can you understand? I can understand balance sheets, I can understand finance, I cannot understand anything about medical profession. But he took pains he normally takes pains to make people understand the real reason. Then he said, I told him, I am a perfectionist. I have been a bank manager for the last 35 years. Not once I have reached late in my office. I am so accurate in my work. I am so perfect. I am so punctual. I am so career oriented. Then he said, you are a typical type A nature behavior person. And I didn't know what type A behavior was. Because I was trying to find out reasons, because I had a very strict, I stay in Malabar Hill, Mumbai, and I used to walk for last 20 years from Malabar Hill to Oberoi Sheraton. That comes to about 7 kilometers. Plus I had no vices, like I told you. And I was trying to understand what is the reason for my heart attack. Then he finally said, these are the reasons, these are the psychological reasons, and how do you reverse it, I told him. Because normally they say, na, ki aapki aadate hai, aapki nature hai, wo aapke saath hi chala jata hai. So I knew of no therapy which would change my type A nature to type B nature. Then he explained to me everything in details about there are 8 systems in your body, the central nervous system, the immune system, 5 sensory organs, then the respiratory system, cardiovascular system, all those systems was totally new to me. But he said, you follow this system and you follow this program to the T. I told him I would follow this program to the T, because I knew now that it was a recurring disease. And I didn't want to again get into this trouble. So I followed this program not 100%. I always tell him, I don't follow this program 100%. I follow it 200%. Whatever has been told to me, I followed it so stringently. It has been about 10 years now since I have came over here. I am now 64 years. And I am so healthy, hale and hearty, that I always jokingly tell him I can run from here to right up to Shantivan. I always tell him. There's so much of energy in me. I am a 64 years, like I told you. I have a strength of a 25 years. What could be the reason for it?
How much is ejection fraction?
What could be the reason for it? Then I started following this program. I understood that the problem lies here, not here. I need to change my perception, need to change my habits, I need to change my outlook towards people, outlook towards my work. And I had a very busy schedule from morning 9 to night 9 as a banker. So this program, I followed it, and in that program I understood that healthy means soul conscious. Because for me, meditation was something rocket science. Honestly speaking, I always thought and always had that belief that meditation is for those people who have nothing else to do in life. But I started taking meditation and it was so easy that I could really feel. And in my, when I was operated, my ejection fraction was just 30%. In just 45 days time, my ejection fraction went up to 60%. In just 45 days, I never knew what is LVEF and all those things, but he takes pains to make people understand, a layman like me, make him understand what is all about and what actually I am doing. So once I started knowing things, and the best thing and one of the most magical thing which happened was that I was an asthmatic from age 1. I was a hereditary asthmatic. I took steroids for 35 years till I came here and I learned meditation. Now for the past 10 years, I am completely off medication. So as I started progressing in my meditative state, because whatever has been taught over here is eating your food in a meditative state, walking. I was walking for 25 years, but I didn't know what meditative walk was all about. And I started walking in a meditative state, that is the soul conscious state. And day by day I started growing in my strength, physical strength, mental strength, spiritual strength. And in 2014 I had a tumor in my prostate. And I asked him, now what is to be done? He said, you have cured your asthma, you have cured your heart. You do meditation intensely. And you will be surprised to know that my tumor vanished in the blue. That's what hospital, urological hospital in Nadiad is still trying to investigate where my tumor is gone. Today, my PSA is 1.1. I hardly knew anything about medicine, I hardly knew anything about this terminology, about doctors use normally. Like I was told to sleep on the table, I just slept on the table. And that was why I was told, and angioplasty done and all those things. But when I came over here, I understood one thing is very clear, that I have to make this mind a strong thing. So today what has happened? The body is already aged, it is 64 years, but the mind is so strong, and that being in a meditative state, being in a soul's conscious state, helped me. I keep on interacting with him, I always tell him, aaya tha ya haath theek karne, zindagi kab theek ho gayi pata hi nahi chala. Thank you so much.
Very good. So you had a live experience of Brother Pradeep Shetty, right? So how his life is changed? He is not a smoker, he is not hypertensive, he has never taken alcohol. So this type of thing, you know, what is happening today is the real culprit lies here, right? That is what I understood when I was at Scott Heart Institute in 95. Then this project was made with collaboration with DRDO. Dr. Kalam was with us in this program, and Ministry of Health sponsored this program with three medical colleges. One was from Grant Medical College, JJ Group of Hospitals, from Dr. Ratan Rathore his. One was the BJ Medical College, Ahmedabad, UN Mehta Institute of Cardiology, and one was my alma mater, Maulana Azad Medical College, and GB Panth Hospital. So we started that study in 95, I came, shifted here, and 95-98 we started this study. So this is basically state of heart, modern heart care does not address the root cause, right? Because it is only palliative. The root cause is genetic factors, mental stress, diet, exercise, sleep, tobacco use, etc. It is only one dimensional. CAD is a psychosomatic disease, it is only lifestyle disease. In US you have about 2 million people developing heart attacks, out of which they do 1.3 million angioplasties at a cost of about $60 billion, and about 4.45 million they carry out the bypass surgery that cost of $44 billion. So just they are spending $104 billion per year for just two procedures. And still, despite what the studies have proved, these various studies, Milestone and Courage trial and the OAT trial and the trials, inter-heart studies, despite the cost, angioplasties and stents do not prolong heart attack, do not prolong life or even prevent heart attacks in stable patients. Rather, it has been seen otherwise, people who undergo an intervention, they are more prone to develop heart attacks, reinfarctions. Coronary bypass surgery prolongs life in less than 3% of patients at 5 years of follow-up, but at 10 years follow-up, this was not observed. So changing lifestyle prevents or reverses not just heart disease, but also many chronic diseases. Like for you go to the shopping malls, and there's one buy one, get one free. Here, you don't have to buy anything, just change your lifestyle, everything becomes free, right? You are free of all the disease of mind and body, as you have seen with this, our brother, Pradeep Shetty. In heart study, you know that 90% of heart disease disappears with changing lifestyle. And there's one study in 2009 which was published, is a landmark study where the Nobel Prize was given for this study, meditation, diet and lifestyle changes, in which time to go to bed, time to get up is the most important. Following your life biological clock can even change in expression in hundreds of genes in only a few months. Genes related with CAD, cancer, obesity, hypertension, rheumatoid, SLE were down-regulated or turned off, whereas productive genes were upregulated or turned on. This is a practical model of this study which I was telling you, which was conducted with DRDO. It's a joint venture in collaboration with various hospitals and Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, Delhi. This study was published in 2011 in Indian Heart Journal, and then the study became a landmark study. It's called as Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. I have given a copy to each one of you. It is there in your files. Have you seen it? Yes? Okay. This study, we were informed 2013 July that this study is in the amongst the top 20 studies in the world, most cited, most visited by researchers, doctors and public alike. And this is your study is now number one in that top 20 studies in the world. And it continued to be top 20 in about two years and 4 months till 2015, November 2015. Still in top 20, it is at 8th place today. Mind, body, you are already aware that how negative, what is mind? Mind has got 4 aspects, we call it team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. So when you have negative thought or negative team, negative memory, then in the hypothalamus you make neuropeptides, they go to cell, every cell has a receptor, then sympathetic dominance happens, stress hormones come out and then there is fight or flight response. On the other hand, if a positive team, cells of the brain and body, they make endorphins, parasympathetic activity, feeling of well-being, happiness, health, pooling of energy. And you have 8 body systems. One of them is a target organ. Some people it is heart, in some people it may be lungs, for some people maybe it may be one or two organs in every human being. And the whole effect of that negative wiring which is happening, we are developing it as a habit, memories, our personality traits are happening, that is how it is causing defect. As coming to the heart disease, you know that in the childhood our arteries are elastic, but when we become old, the arteries become plastic, you know, they become very stiff, they don't dilate upon. The stress is the main culprit, hypertension, diabetes, smoking, obesity, and then when the upper arteries are stiff, plastic-like, they don't dilate, they don't respond to stress, physical or mental, and when there's a clot formation, see, blocks do not cause heart attacks. It is the clots which cause heart attacks. And clots happen when there's a thought clot. When you have a thought clot, this person is going to, you know, make my life worse. This person is responsible for my all the problems, right? When this thing happens, this thought comes to your mind, then the plaque cracks and then the thrombus happens and then there is a sudden 100% blockage which leads to heart attack, right? I've published this article in one of the textbooks, how the stress triggers heart attacks or events. The simple, how the artery blocks, we put in a balloon, then put a stent, balloon, and then put a stent, and this is how the eluting stents are given. Bypass, you're aware, but bypass angioplasty is just treating like the, you know, it cut the tree from above, root is very much there. So it just stents again block, bypass again, as I've shown in some cases, it does not address the root cause, it's only palliation. That's why we require redo bypass surgery, repeat angioplasties. This study is a multidisciplinary research project in which cardiologists, endocrinologists, clinicians, spiritualists, nutritionists, fitness experts, psychologists and physiologists. We are working hand in hand for more than 21 years now, and Dr. Rathod is a part of the study from very beginning. And we have already told you about Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. This trial is in the publication, Abu Healthy Heart Trial, in which is a randomized trial, in which the everything is same except meditation. Diet, exercise is same. Our 80% patients are either double vessel disease or triple vessel disease. Statistics, as per the international norms, the angiographic analysis by independent people after coding the reels, the CDs, and the patients who could not walk 100 meters, 200 meters, now they are walking 4 to 5 kilometers per day. And they are enjoying good quality of life. Ejection fractions and frictions have improved. Exercise capacity has improved. People have been, most, these patients, about 40% patients are hypertension, about 35% patients are diabetes. Now, we have now more than 9,000 angiographic documented patients, out of which now thousands of patients are off medication, off hypertensive, antihypertensive, antidiabetics. I'll tell you how. How the patients, some patients are even off Disprin. I tell them, please do not stop Disprin. But when the anger content scale, anxiety scale becomes zero, because we did psychological analysis also, then I say, okay, you can stop. But otherwise, people continue with aspirin only. Lipid profile, the LDL decreases, HDL improves, triglyceride decrease. 93% out of 464 lesions, 93% patients could open their blocks, right? And I'll show you some of the angiograms. See, there's an 80% block here, and it's opened up. Can you see that? Appreciate that? Yes? There's a very long block, starting from here to here, it's a long block, diffuse disease, it has opened up. 100% block. we had about 50 blocks, out of which 29 blocks had opened up. 100% calcified blocks had opened up. We had not included these blocks in our study, because we thought they will never open up. But we found that even they opened up. See this 100% block? Multiple blocks opened up, 80 and 90% block opening up. This patient had two MIs, inferior wall MI and anterior wall MI. Ejection fraction 30%. After the ejection fraction became 45%. Like for Pradeep Shetty, it became 60%. 80% block opened up. Ejection fraction 20%. And now it is. You can regenerate the myocardium. There's a cardiac progenitor cells. You can trigger them with bliss. And then these cells start multiplying and making new myocardium. That is how we are making. 100% block opened up. Control group. All these blocks worsened in spite of the same diet and same exercise. Healthy diet, healthy exercise. Because we have identified that for every block, there's a thought pattern. Like in the brain, you have got the different areas. Similarly, you have for every area, LAD, proximal, mid-distal, or LCX, proximal, mid-distal, or even branch, or RCA, any branch, also PD or PLV, there's a special thought pattern which causes block in that area. If you can get rid of that thought pattern, you can get rid of the block. If you cannot, block stays there. This is what we have seen, because we have a database of more than 9,000 patients, angiographies and their psychological database, and then repeat angiograms. This block has worsened. Repeat another angiogram, 100% block. You can see this. This block has opened up completely, right? So this is not something like magic, but this is something because see the events, 9 versus 38, with a relative risk ratio of 11. All these type A behavior, anxiety, depression, anger, content scale, healthy lifestyle, all these, they significantly improved with meditation. And in the control group, not much change was seen. All the patients could stop their smoking and alcohol, and diet and exercise adherence was better. I'm going to give you one more Dilwala, who will give you your experience, and you can listen to them. EEG was done for every patient. So you can see within 7 days, alpha rhythm improved markedly. You know, see, alpha rhythm is peaceful rhythm. Beta rhythm decreased. Theta rhythm, loveful rhythm, improved significantly. And this is happy and blissful rhythm, delta rhythm, during deep sleep. That you can see even with open eyes, right, working. So with eyes open, you can do better. Raja Yoga meditation is done with open eyes. And see this alpha rhythm improving, beta going down, theta improving, within 7 days, this is 7 days. Within 7 days, significant improvement. And delta rhythm, that means after 1 year of practicing Raja Yoga meditation, you are as relaxed as you are sleeping. So you do not feel tired. You must have seen here in the Brahma Kumaris, people who are working for you, serving you, taking care of in Harmony House or other places, Vishnupuri, how these guys are working. Day and night, there are no shifts. 24 hours they are looking after that complex. Without tireless. They are tireless. How? Because of this. Then heart rate variability, sympathetic activity and parasympathetic. Low frequency power means sympathetic, this is parasympathetic. Day 1, sympathetic is high, parasympathetic less. But day 7, there is significant convergence. That now this person is better balanced to handle everything, right? See this, hormones. We did this a very detailed study. We did catecholamines, we did dopamine levels. 7 days itself is a significant change. Then the serotonin, beta endorphins, natural painkillers, morphine, inner morphine. 7 days itself changes. Similarly, serotonin changes. Then we did cortisol level in the blood and urine. 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Up to 8 a.m. we told them, we have positive team only. Do not entertain any negative thought. And just see, within 7 days, 25% decrease in morning 8 a.m. samples, cortisol sample, in both in blood and urine. And at same way, 4 p.m. samples. Then we did insulin, because insulin resistance is the biggest culprit today for every disease. You take it, hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease, obesity, cancer also. Even GERD, even in asthma, they have incriminated insulin resistance, almost every disease of mind and body. Even depression, they have shown the role of insulin resistance. So we have done this, that within 7 days, insulin sensitivity improves. Within 7 days. Cortisol levels go down and insulin sensitivity improves. That insulin level goes down. We are doing 3 more studies on this. insulin resistance. We are doing HOMA also, we have done studied HOMA also and insulin levels with glycemic control. And we have shown that the insulin level go down, and patients on 50 units of insulin, 80 units of insulin, they are able to stop insulin within a week, most of them. It is a surprise to us also. But this is happens because they get that level of relaxation, cortisol levels go down, and insulin, now the is same insulin becomes more effective. And the use of, peripheral use of glucose increases because of activity and state of happiness. Now what is the concept? You know about this, that serious, a patient comes when he's serious, and when he goes out, he dies, he becomes a body. But from that dead body, you can take out the organs after histocompatibility matching, and you can transplant heart, kidney or anything. So who drives these organs? What is the driving force? Patient becomes body. What has gone out? So life force has gone out. It is the driver. Hair driver is not there, hair driver is there. Okay. So human being is nothing, it's not that, that definition. Human being is continuous spiritual, mental and physical energy. Health is a dynamic process of harmony and flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy. This statement is very important. Only soul and a few memory cells in the brain are continuous with life. More than 99.8% cells of the whole human body change within every 3 months to 2 years. So you can change these cells as per your team. What team you have. If you can change your team and develop a new wiring, what Dr. Abhay Sharma was talking to you, you can change that wiring, right? I'm a heart patient, get rid of this statement inside, have a new thing, all the arteries are opened up. And change your behavior accordingly, change your conduct accordingly, right? From type A behavior, anxiety, anger, change a person, type B person, become a type B, easy going, slow and steady person. Start loving. Start love means start accepting people as they are, conditions as they are. The arteries will open. Right? So, when body is made up of 80,000 billion cells, in each cell about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. When you are having anxiety, you are having 120,000 reactions happening in the body cells. 140,000 when you are anxiety. When you have anger, it's 160,000, 180,000 reactions happening. Body cannot get rid of those extra free radicals. And that is how the disease happens. But when you are peaceful, it is 80,000 reactions. When you are loveful, it is 60,000 reactions. When you are happy, it is 40,000. When you are blissful, it is 20,000. So you have time and place to get rid of toxins, get rid of free radicals from the body. That is how meditation helps you. Human being, human plus being, human body, outer self, being means life force, it is inner self. So a human being is made up of soil and soul, out of which, if you are outer self conscious, you are unstable, insecurity, all these five vices will come in, and then the negative mental tendencies will come in, and that will lead to stress. And when you have wrong mood, you will go for wrong food. There are many studies to prove that. When you have you are in bad mood, then you have wrong food, then you don't get good sleep, you get only alpha sleep, and you get up late, go to bed late, exercise, you cannot do exercise or go for wrong exercise, go to gyms, and you develop heart attack 1 year earlier or 2 years earlier by going to gyms. Instead of going in the open, walking in the open and enjoying the nature, you go for at the wrong time, in the evenings, in an air-conditioned room, where 10 people are already coming out with more carbon dioxide. And you are inhaling the carbon dioxide. Isn't it? Cooled carbon dioxide. Air-conditioned carbon dioxide. Right? So that is how the people are practicing today. Health and addictions. And this is how causes. So Bimari word has come from Bifi means fear, Amari means constancy of. Inner self-conscious, stable, foolproof security. 7 innate energies. You must have heard about it. And the values are just nothing but various combinations of these energies. Then you feel stress-free. You have. Then a person is living to eat, here person is eating to live, right? That is the difference. Person is looking for happiness here in the food, person is already happy, so he is not looking for happiness in the food, right? He gets good delta sleep. We sleep hardly 4 to 5 hours, and we are happy throughout the day, working throughout the day. But people sleep 8 hours, 10 hours, still they are sleeping. During the working hours. So that is what happens. proper exercise, and we can say no to smoking and alcohol, and healthy means healthy and happy life, incurable. I just call Gyan Singh. Gyan Singh, can you come for 5 minutes? We started a little late, huh? I think we'll just take another 5 minutes more, then we'll finish up. Gyan Singh is a person who is from Haryana, Mike Little. He will share your experience with you, and how, because he is a contrast from that person, first person. Suniye inka anubhava suniye.
ओम शांति. मैं आत्मा हूँ, शरीर का नाम ज्ञान सिंह, गांव गगसीना, डिस्ट्रिक्ट करनाल, हरियाणा से मैं आया, और काम हमारा खेतीबाड़ी का. तो मैं बचपन से जैसे गांव का जीवन था, तो पांचवीं छठी क्लास में बीड़ी पीना शुरू कर दिया, आठवीं नौवीं क्लास में स्कूल से छिपना, पिक्चरें देखना, और जैसे जैसे बड़ा होता गया तो मेरे अंदर बुराई भी बढ़ती गई. मैं बचपन से ही थोड़ा शरारती लोफर टाइप का था. तो क्या हुआ कि मैं, मेरे से दो बड़े भाई थे, माता पिता थे, सब कुछ ठीक चल रहा था. ट्रैक्टर पलटने से मेरे दो बड़े भाइयों ने शरीर छोड़ दिया. उससे पहले मैं बीड़ी, सिगरेट, तांस, जुआ, मीट मांस, लड़ना झगड़ना सब कुछ मेरे अंदर था. जब ये अचानक एक्सीडेंट हुआ तो मेरे को बहुत ज्यादा स्ट्रेस हुआ, तनाव हुआ, मैं बिल्कुल डिप्रेशन में चला गया. और जब मेरा तनाव बीड़ी सिगरेट शराब से भी दूर नहीं हुआ तो मैंने अफीम खानी शुरू कर दी. तो उसके कुछ दिन बाद हमने एक थोड़ा सा कम टाइम में ज्यादा पैसे कमाने के लिए एक बोकस फाइनेंस का काम शुरू किया. और मेरे को 2003 में अटैक हुआ गांव में. तो मेरे को पता नहीं था भाई ये हार्ट अटैक के लक्षण है. पसीना आया, उल्टी आई और बहुत ज्यादा छाती में दर्द हुआ. तो घर पे थोड़ी शराब पड़ी थी, पी ली, दर्द कम नहीं हुआ, ज्यादा पी ली नहीं हुआ. तो मैं जैसे कैसे करके पौना बोतल पी गया और मेरा दर्द नहीं कम हुआ और रात कट गई. तो उसके कुछ दिन बाद फिर मैं करनाल गया हुआ था तो मेरे को दोबारा से ऐसे ही हुआ. तो उन्होंने कहा कि भाई आपको तो हार्ट अटैक है. तो उन्होंने मेरे को हॉस्पिटल में भर्ती कराया और उन्होंने कहा कि भाई इसको तो तगड़ा वो है. तो घर वालों कहा कि इसको तो एंजियो बड़े हॉस्पिटल में दिल्ली भेजना पड़ेगा. तो वहां मेरी एंजियोग्राफी की थी 2003 में जुलाई में. तो उसमें मेरे को 5 ब्लॉकेज निकले, 1 99, 1 85, 2 50 और 1 55. तो उन्होंने मेरे को एक आर्टरी में एंजियोप्लास्टी कर दी और उन्होंने कहा कि आपने सब कुछ छोड़ना पड़ेगा. और मैं उससे पहले छोड़ना भी चाहता था लेकिन छूट नहीं पा रहा था. तो फिर एक हमारे गांव में ब्रह्मा कुमारी संस्था से जुड़ा हुआ भाई था. तो उसने कहा कि आपके दो भाई तो पहले चले गए, अब आपका भी नंबर आने वाला है. तो मैं इस बात से डरा. तो उन्होंने इस शुभ भावना से कहा था, उसने टोंट वैसे नहीं कहा था कि भाई आपका है ना कि कोई डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी माउंट आबू में बिना चीर फाड़ के, बिना ऑपरेशन के मेडिसिन और मेडिटेशन से हार्ट का इलाज करते हैं. तो मैंने दिल्ली में ऑपरेशन तो करा के देख लिया था. तो उसके बाद भी मैं ठीक नहीं था, खेत में जाता था, तब मैं मोटरसाइकिल से या ट्रैक्टर से जाता था. तो थोड़ी दूर भी चलता था तो मेरे सांस फूलती थी, बलगम था, एक्जिमा था, मेरे 5-6 बीमारी थी. और जब मैं यहां माउंट आबू में ये कैड प्रोग्राम 3D हेल्थ केयर प्रोग्राम में आया, मैं आया था 2004 में, 16 से 24 अगस्त ये प्रोग्राम चला था. तो डॉक्टर साहब है ना, पहले दिन सभी पेशेंट से वॉकिंग कराते हैं पार्क में, तो मेरे से एक चक्कर भी नहीं लग पा रहा था. मैं चलता था थोड़ी दूर, बैठ जाता था. तो डॉक्टर साहब ने कहा जब हमको कोर्स कराया कि आप आत्मा हैं, शरीर को चलाने वाली शक्ति है, परमात्मा की संतान है. तो ये बात मेरे को एकदम जच गई. तो उन्होंने उदाहरण दिया था कि हॉस्पिटल में जब कोई पेशेंट जाता है तो आत्मा शरीर छोड़ के चल जाती है. तो उसके बाद ये कहते हैं कि डेड बॉडी ले जाओ. पेशेंट कोई भी किसी भी देश में किसी भी हॉस्पिटल में नहीं कहते कि अपना पेशेंट वापिस ले जाओ. आए थे पेशेंट और चले बाहर, क्या गए, डेड बॉडी. तो मेरे को समझ में आया कि मैं आत्मा हूं, शरीर को चलाने वाली शक्ति हूं. तो डॉक्टर साहब ने कहा कि आत्मा के मुख्य 7 गुण हैं, ज्ञान, पवित्रता, शांति, प्रेम, सुख, आनंद और शक्तियां. और हमारे शरीर के मुख्य 8 अंग हैं, जैसे ब्रेन, हमारी 5 कर्मेंद्रियां, लंग्स, हार्ट और डाइजेस्टिव सिस्टम, और ये हार्मोन सिस्टम, हमारी मसल, ज्वाइंट्स और हड्डियां. तो इनका आपस में क्या संबंध है. तो डॉक्टर साहब ने कहा कि ज्ञान का संबंध हमारे ब्रेन से है, पवित्रता का संबंध हमारी पांच कर्मेंद्रियों से है, इम्यून सिस्टम से है, और शांति का संबंध हमारे फेफड़ों से है, और प्यार का संबंध हमारे हार्ट से है, और हार्मोन्स का संबंध, सुख का संबंध हमारे डाइजेस्टिव सिस्टम से है, पेट से है, और आनंद का संबंध हमारे हार्मोन सिस्टम से है। तो डॉक्टर साहब ने कहा, मैं तीसरी लाइन में बैठा था कि अपने को आत्मा समझ के परमात्मा को याद करेंगे तो आनंद की स्थिति अनुभव होगी और अंदर से एंडोर्फिन निकलेगी। तब मेरे को एकदम ये बात क्लिक हुई कि जब अंदर से अफीम बन रही है तो बाहर से नकली अफीम खाने की क्या जरूरत है। तो उस दिन के बाद मैंने चाय, बीड़ी, सिगरेट, मीट, मांस, अफीम सब एक झटके से यही ब्रह्मा कुमारी जी में माउंट आबू में 3D हेल्थ केयर कैड प्रोग्राम में छोड़ के गया था। आज मेरे को लगभग 14-15 साल है और मैं, मेरी सारी बीमारी ठीक हो गई, सारे व्यसन ठीक हो गए और सारी बुराइयां चली गई। और मैं सबसे एक बड़ी बात बताता हूं, जो हमारे इसमें ना प्रोग्राम में पति पत्नी दोनों को बुलाते हैं, तो जैसे वहां पर 17 तारीख को ये स्वागत सत्र था तो हमारे डॉक्टर बनारसी भाई जी आए और उन्होंने बताया कि डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी के हमारे बहुत अच्छे फ्रेंड हैं और यहाँ वीरवार के दिन मालपूड़े का, जलेबी का, हलवे का भोग लगता है। और हम डॉक्टर साहब, वो बनारसी भाई कह रहे थे, डॉक्टर साहब को कहते हैं ना कि भाई आप थोड़ा सा तो ये भोग खा लो, बाबा का प्रसाद खा लो। तो डॉक्टर साहब ने क्या जवाब दिया, यदि मैं खाऊंगा तो पेशेंट पे क्या असर पड़ेगा। और हमारे युगल थे, उनको यही सबसे अच्छी बात लगी थी कि कोई भी माँ बाप अपने बच्चे के लिए परहेज नहीं करता, कोई बच्चा माँ बाप के लिए परहेज नहीं करता, यहाँ डॉक्टर है ना मरीज के लिए परहेज करता है। ये बहुत बड़ी बात थी। तो उस दिन के बाद जैसे यहाँ कैड में हमारे को लो फैट हाई फाइबर खाना खिलाया जाता है, मेरे को लगभग 15 साल हो गए, आज भी हमारा खाना घर में वही चलता है, क्योंकि हमारे वाइफ को सबसे ज्यादा तीर इसी बात का लग गया था और उन्होंने हमारा पूरा साथ दिया। तो फिर जब मैं ये प्रोग्राम को फॉलो करते हुए, मेरे को 3 महीने हो गए थे, बिल्कुल ईमानदारी से मैंने लगभग सारा काम एक तरफ रख के ये प्रोग्राम को फॉलो किया था, और उसका नतीजा ये हुआ कि आज 3 महीने के अंदर मैंने जो दवाई खाई सो खाई, लेकिन आज तक मैं कोई भी दवाई नहीं खाता। मतलब पूरा मैंने अपनी लाइफस्टाइल चेंज करके, अपना ये राजयोग के द्वारा सारी करके अब सारी बीमारियां ठीक कर ली, सारी बुराइयां छोड़ दी। तो मैं एक दिन है ना खेत में हमारे मजदूर काम पे लगे हुए थे और मैं उनसे पहले गया, तो उन्होंने उनसे पहले मैं खेत में गया हुआ था, वो बाद में आए, और मैं उनसे पहले, आज मेरे को जब 3 महीने हो गए ना, तो मेरे को मन में भी उमंग था और शरीर में भी थोड़ी ताकत आ गई थी, तो उनसे ज्यादा काम किया और उनसे बाद तक काम किया और मेरे को कोई थकान नहीं हुई। मैंने ऐसा अनुभव किया था कि जैसे 15-16 साल के लड़के का हार्ट होता है ना, ऐसा मेरा हार्ट है ये 3 महीने के प्रोग्राम फॉलो करने से, और मेरे को 39 साल की उम्र में ये अटैक आया था। जब मेरे को ये जब मैं ये प्रोग्राम अटेंड करके गया, तुम्हारे गांव का एक मास्टर थे, उन्होंने कहा, ब्रह्मा कुमारी के मैं सुन रखा था कि भाई ये विदेश से पैसा आता है, धर्म चेंज करते हैं, उसने ऐसा सुना होता कि बहुत अमीरों की संस्था है। तो उसने मेरे पास आके कहने लगा कि भाई ये ब्रह्मा कुमारी तो बहुत अमीरों की संस्था है, इसमें आप कहां जाने लगे। तो मेरे को भी लग गया भाई, इतने अच्छे लोग, इतने बड़ी यहाँ बिल्डिंग है सब कुछ, मेरे को लग गया कि हाँ ये अमीरों की संस्था है। जब मेरे को जब 5-6 महीने ये प्रोग्राम को फॉलो किया, मेरी सारी बुराई छूट गई, सारे व्यसन छूट गए, और लगभग मेरा उस टाइम 2003-04 में 15,000 रुपए महीने का खर्चा था, ताश, बीड़ी, जुआ, सिगरेट, शराब, अफीम, इनका, तो मेरा ये सब छूट गया। तो मैंने उस मास्टर को घर पे जाके कहा कि ब्रह्मा कुमारी अमीरों की संस्था नहीं है, इसमें जो जाएगा वो अमीर बन जाएगा, ये मैं प्रैक्टिकल खुद अपने अनुभव से कहता हूं। तो इस तरह से मेरा सारा जीवन एकदम चेंज हो गया। डॉक्टर साहब जब भी हमारे को यहाँ बुलाते हैं तो सेवा पे आ जाते हैं। और एक आम पायलट आए थे यहाँ पे जब मैं प्रोग्राम में आया था, तो उनको काफी हार्ट की प्रोग्राम वो थी, प्रॉब्लम थी, और उसने साल में उनका चेकअप होता है, तो उनको उसमें से हटा दिया गया कि आप अब प्लेन नहीं उड़ा सकते, जहाज नहीं उड़ा सकते। तो बहुत तंग हो गया। तो उस प्रोग्राम में आया तो उसने 2 महीने से भी कम समय में अपनी आर्टरी खोल के दोबारा एंजियोग्राफी कराई, तो बिल्कुल उन्होंने फिर दोबारा से भी प्लान उड़ाया, और यहां हजारों के हिसाब से सब ने अपनी आर्टरी खोल ली है। और आर्टरी आर्टरी कैंसर के पेशेंट भी नौ के पैर से सिर के बाल तक यहां बीमारी ठीक हुई है। और मेरी सारी पांच छह बुराइयां थी मेरे अंदर, ये ना ये व्यसन थे सारे छूट गए, पांच छह बीमारी थी, एक्जिमा था मेरे को, एसिडिटी थी, सांस फूलता था, बलगम था, तो ये कैट तो था ही था, तो सब मेरी ये ब्रह्मा कुमारी जी में आने से।
चलिए देखिए, आपने सुना तो कैसे बीमारी ठीक होती है।
शास्त्रों में लिखा है हाँ। कि भाई भगवान आते तो मनुष्य से देवता बनाते हैं, मैं ये कहता हूं कि भगवान आते हैं तो असुरों को भी देवता बनाते हैं। ओम शांति।
देखो ये बस मैं ये एक मिनट में पूरा कर देता हूं। ये जो सिस्टम बताया ना, जो अभी ज्ञान सिंह भाई ने बताया कैसे हमारे आठ सिस्टम्स हैं और आत्मा सातों एनर्जी बॉडी के हर अंग को चाहिए, कि तो एक एनर्जी स्पेशल है, तो ये हमारी वेबसाइट पे आपको मिल जाएगा, सारा देख लेना। और सोल माइंड बॉडी में कॉन्सेप्ट यही है, सुबह चार से पांच हम ब्रह्म मुहूर्त में आधा घंटा मेडिटेशन करते हैं, अपने को आत्मा समझ के परमात्मा को याद करते हैं, तो सात ऑल द सेवन एनर्जीज दे कैन कम टू द सोल, सोल बिकम्स चार्ज, सो सेवन एनर्जीज आर फुल, देन अप टू 8 एम यू रिमेन सोल कॉन्शियस, अप टू 8 एम ट्राई टू हैव पॉजिटिव टीम, दैट वी डू इट थ्रू मुरली, यू नो वी गो टू सेंटर डेली एंड हैव वन आवर सेशन ऑन godly versions, so that makes up, that is 100% positive team. So energy from the soul comes to the body, and if you take proper diet, healthy diet, shuddha sattvic ahar, shuddha sattvic sair, shuddha sattvic neend, proper sleep before going to bed, prepare for the sleep, write a letter to God and have 3 minutes of meditation before going to bed, and then you can use proper medication as well, then the energy comes out of the body and makes a aura around you. That becomes a shield, you know, so it protects, that becomes a healing energy which keeps on healing. What is that energy? Nothing but energy of peace, love and happiness, which keeps on healing and protects you from people who are angry with you, who do not like you, who misbehave with you, whatever, you know, or you have conflicts with them, so you don't get affected by their reactions, and you inside remain happy and peaceful and have better interactions. So this is how Rajyoga meditation they are practicing. And this is how the program is being done. We have patient 7-day program. They are taught this type of food. We have the food, healthy food, have walking. People even without leg also walk, right? He doesn't have one leg. He also walks in the meditation, group support sessions, picnic, dance, and this we are having primordial and primary prevention going on in different wings of the Brahma Kumaris. And the secondary tertiary program, now we have 9,000 patients with us. And the database, psychological database, more than 1,500 repeat angiograms. And the program has reached almost every country. Spiritual care, the main take-home message is spiritual care. Be natural. Whatever you're doing, be soul conscious, inner self conscious, and not body or role conscious. Remember this. Seven energies. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loveful soul. I'm a loveful being. I'm a happy being. And for this, practice meditation in the morning. To have a harmonious pituitary surge. Enjoy the blissful stage in the morning. Mental care, have positive team up to 8 a.m. And by having, we listen to those godly versions to have a harmonious adrenal surge. You know that after getting up, half an hour later, you start getting cortisol surge and it peaks at 8 a.m. If you have positive team, then it will be harmonious adrenal surge. Then physical care, sattvic diet, exercise and sleep. We eat natural. What to eat, when to eat, as per biological clock, how to eat in soul conscious stage. Be in the lap of nature. Have morning walk with sunrise and evening stroll before sunset. And have proper sleep and proper use of medication. If required, go for a primary angioplasty, bypass. But that, remember, that does not address the root cause. Root cause is addressed by change your mind, change your head, right? So I say, always tell them, in the world, people make you Hanuman. If you come here, we'll make you Ganesh. We change your head, change the software, and you become Ganesha, right? So you are worshipped in every house. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Satish Gupta. Nice presentation. Nice presentation. You have limitation of time, so that's why you have to go fast. Now this looks logical that third dimension is very important, because everything starts with mind, And unless you treat the mind, the regression will not start. If you take the risk factors, we say genetic risk factors, type A personality, and the non-physical risk factors, anxiety, depression, cynicism, isolation, these are the risk factors which are not related to body. Therefore, I said it is logical to go in spirituality and the soul, you know, aspect, then only you get the regression. And that is what Dr. Gupta has done. In our science, we are doing angioplasty and bypass surgery. And we put number of stents. And nowadays, we have seen that people will have the diffuse disease, multiple blocks. And there we have to put longer stents. We put stent of 30 millimeter, 40 millimeter, 48 millimeter, and longer the stent, more the chances of re-stenosis. That's why we say the if type A lesion, that means if your block is less than 10 millimeter, that is better. But if it is more than 20 millimeter, it is not good for longer, you know, success. And that is what we see, people have multiple blocks where you have to put more stents and the longer stents. And they are also not permanent. Second thing, we have seen the bypass. Bypass again, you know, it is, we say 80% block by 8 years. By 10 years, most of the blocks, they are blocked unless the internal memory artery graft, that is a live graft, they remain patent for say 12 years, 15 years. Again, it depends on the surgeon. Who is the surgeon who is doing the, you know, grafting? Because most of the surgeons, nowadays we have new surgeons, everybody is doing bypass surgery, but we see after 5 years people come with the bypass, you know, again the blockage, and again they have to go for the bypass, because once the bypass is done, it is very difficult for us to do the angioplasty. And maximum, only 2 times we can do the bypass. Third time even surgeon can't do the bypass. So if young patient who has undergone bypass surgery, say at the age of 40, 45, so at the age of 50, 55, he will have redo bypass. And after 65, then there is no chance. And the person who has undergone the bypass surgery once, he has no courage to undergo again second bypass surgery. You know, this is what we see. Maximum patient, they don't go for bypass surgery, so they are helpless. So why not to start this prevention type of treatment, you know, holistic method by which you can bypass the bypass. There are people now. Dr. Gupta has started this project in 98. So 21 years, say, people are there without bypass. So they have bypassed the 2 bypass. They have bypassed 2 bypass. So this is a wonderful thing. And this is the trial started by Dr. Gupta. But this is not Dr. Gupta's project. You are aware about that? This is not Dr. Gupta's project. This is Almighty Shiv Baba's project. And now I will open the secret.
Dilaram's project. Dilaram's project. Dilaram is comforter of hearts. Heart ko aram dene wala, dil ko aram dene wala.
Now I will open the secret from where he got the idea. How he know ki this type of method will open the artery. So he was sitting in meditation in 95, he disclosed me, you know. In 95 he was sitting the meditation and he got the visualization. From Almighty Shiv Baba, the rays visualization, the rays are coming in the soul and from the soul rays are going to that blockage and the cholesterol is dissolving and artery is opening. That hint he got in the meditation. And he got the realization that this will work. And that's how he discloses in DRDO in front of Dr. Abdul Kalam. And that's how the project started. Don't you think this is wonder? And that time in 95, he was not having any material what to teach. Because he was knowing everything about the medical science. Risk factor, blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, smoking, lack of exercise, no other risk factors and how to manage, that was also not knowing. All thing, everything is taught by Almighty Father to him. I have seen him 98, to begin with, he started with 3 patients. Three patients for 7 days. Imagine the patience of this man. Three patients for 7 days from morning to evening. And what he was doing? 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. And what he was doing? He was writing down on transparencies. You know that overhead projects? He was writing down on the transparencies and he was showing on the overhead project. Again going, meditating and taking some knowledge. Again he was making the slide and giving the lecture. And that's how today, 21 years ka journey, one man. This is the blessing of Almighty Baba to him to carry out. This is his project. He has kept him in front. And now today we are proud that this trial is in first 20 of topmost trial, and I am sure that this trial will become number one trial. And this is the longest trial, which is prospective trial. You know, we have two type of trial. One is prospective, which is continuously in present going on, and one is retrospective. People do respective trial for 20 days, 20 years, 25 years. They collect the data and analyze. But he is doing the prospective trial from last 1 year, and still trial is going on. If anyone want to see, they are most welcome. Just contact him. It is a 7 days project. 7 days people are here. Everything is taught them and in practical, and the people are getting the benefit. And within 7 days, as this man says, within 7 days, people are getting the results. So I wish that this project will enlighten the whole medical science, so that in near future, where we doctors will not be there, and that time, this pathy, that is, we have different type of pathy, allopathy, homeopathy, Yunanipathy, this allopathy will help. Om Shanti. Now 1 minute we set silence and we disperse.